The Penn Faulkner Foundation brings writers and readers together to promote a love of literature. With Maryland Humanities Council grant support, their Writers in the Schools program has expanded into Baltimore City public and public charter schools, offering a deeply personal reading experience for students. Today, Emma Snyder, Penn Faulkner's director, reflects on the immeasurable benefits of direct connection with both the story and its author.
In today's world, we're very interested in measuring things, what something costs, how effective it is. Writers in Schools, Penn Faulkner's educational program, provides books, teacher resources, and in-person author visits to students in D.C. and Baltimore public high schools. So I spend a great deal of time thinking about how we can effectively monitor and measure what it is that happens in those classrooms. This can be a difficult thing, to quantify the impact of the humanities, because in its best moments, the power of the humanities exceeds even what we may have set out to accomplish. As in this story. A few springs ago, Isabel Allende spent an afternoon at Coolidge High School. The students in Melanie Agnew's fifth period English class were excited. Holding dog-eared copies of her books, they lit up as she walked through their door. They'd spent the preceding weeks getting to know her on the page, and now she was amongst them. They moved their desks into a circle, brought in a celebratory hall of donuts, welcomed her into their classroom, and brimmed with questions. It was an English teacher's dream. And that would have been enough. But at the end of the class, one student lingered. His name was Kelly. He was tall and confident, a basketball player, and admittedly not a huge reader. Or at least he hadn't been before, which was what he had stayed behind to say. He confessed to Miss Allende that he hadn't wanted to read her book, hadn't finished a book in years. But then they'd started reading it in class, and he was stunned by how true it felt. This book, something so far from him. The Sum of Our Days dealt with the difficult years that followed the tragic death of Allende's daughter. Kelly had been through terrible things in the preceding years, too. But in reading Allende's book, he felt a certain companionship. He'd felt less alone. He wanted to thank her and to express his own sorrow at her loss. I still remember how Allende put her hand on Kelly's and asked him about his life, how she thanked him. I remember that Miss Agnew, Kelly's teacher, began to cry a little. We spend our days measuring. Then, sometimes, we experience a moment that is beyond measure. Here's the thing. An author writes to seek truth, but also to communicate that truth. When Allende met Kelly, she changed his life a little, but he changed hers too. A connection was made, and this is the power of the humanities, to transform us, to deepen our connection to the world, and also to one another. A few days after her visit to Coolidge, Allende's daughter-in-law called our office. Isabel couldn't forget her conversation with Kelly, how it had surprised her, how he had compelled her. Would it be possible to get his address? She asked. She'd like to write to him. She'd like to send him more books. Which is a perfect ending, and also, and always, another beginning.
To learn more about the Penn Faulkner Foundation, visit pennfaulkner.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities, such as history and languages, that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.